remember at lunchtime we were talking about clothes that you used to make and clothes that you used to wear. I thought it'd be nice to find out a bit more about that.
Well, I made my first dress when I was 10.
Just hold on to that for me, please.
10, and I made it on a hand-operated machine up at Mrs. Courtney's, and it was just two pieces of material cut out in Magar style, joined up at the sides, and a bit of binding around the neck. But yes, we, well, Mum being a dressmaker, of course, when she stopped making, I started making. Well, between us, we made just about everything we bought, we had. Even she used to even make my pants when I went to school out of, this is at Hazelwood, because I rode the pony, I had cinnamon-coloured, you know, Bluemet-style pants. I fell over in the school ground one day and the back of my skirt came up and the boys saw my brown pants, so I got shy-acted for that. But she used to... she had people who knew... They had relatives in the police force and they had this very strong navy twill sort of serge sort of fabric.
Right.
And being big people, there was a lot of fabric in a pair of police dacks. And so she used to unpick it and wash it all and cut it up and make trousers for the boys. And the old-fashioned school tunic for me.
Oh, yes.
And we went to a picnic one time at out of Traralgon onto, on, it was on the Latrobe River there somewhere, I don't exactly remember where, but somebody told Mum that her four children were the best dressed kids at that picnic, and they're all, you know, made out of hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, as I grew older, I started making my own. I used to knit jumpers, and I knitted a two-piece outfit on the bus up and down from Lakes Entrance to Bairnsdale during high school years. And you know, I used to sew, and then when I got to Melbourne, Mum made a few things for me to bring down, and then each Christmas or each time I went home for holidays, she'd quickly run something else up for me. I never bought anything except one evening frock I bought in a shop in Australia Arcade, and the shop was Madame La Pasco, and the dress was a beautiful floral slip style, what they wear for dresses now, you know, and over it was cream tulle. It was cross between tulle and netting. It wasn't as heavy as ordinary net, and it was a bit heavier than tulle, and it had the pleats in the bodice, which is what I designed your mother's dress for Evan's 21st birthday. So the bodice had these big, well, 2-inch pleats in here, and then we had a double layer skirt on hers, and the big rows, two or three of those, scattered round the skirt underneath the first layer.
What were the roses made of?
Oh, sort of a velvety thing.
Right.
Like a velvet fabric made into roses. Yeah, I don't think we had silk roses then. They were red under the white film, and it looked lovely. And big puffy sleeves that had a big, you know, across the middle of them, a big tuck.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I bought that, and I looked at it for ages in the window, and it was 4 guineas. Just £4, 4 shillings. And I put that on lay-by. I think I put 5 shillings on it, and I paid off 2 shillings every week.
Right. Oh, goodness. So, that took a while to pay for
it.
Then.
Did. Mm-hmm. But I bought it to wear to the office ball, and I didn't go because I was sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, lots of funny things like that happen.